Good morning, everyone. What is the network's, what did they say last night? We interrupt our regularly scheduled programs for a special White House news conference. And last night, Barack Obama entered the West Wing, faced the White House press corps. And boy, the initial impression was 9 weeks into his administration, the campaign seems like a long, long time ago.
I think that the last 64 days has been dominated by me trying to figure out how we're going to fix the economy. And that affects black, brown, and white. Obviously, at the inauguration, I think that there was justifiable pride on the part of the country that we had taken a step to move us beyond some of the searing legacies of racial discrimination in this country. That lasted about a day.
Barack Obama there at his news conference last night, almost impatiently dismissing, oh, race, oh, that, I remember that. April Ryan joins us. She's White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks in Washington. And Dan Frumkin writes the White House Watch blog for the Washington Post. Both of you join us from the nation's capital this morning. April and Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So there was news, there was atmospherics, and there was a sense of tone and a shift, it seems to me, in the role of the actual White House press corps in this event last night. It was really fascinating to watch. April, what do you think the big headline is out of last night?
Well, sitting in the room, one thing for sure is that the president has a new teleprompter. That's one of the big news events of the day that we heard, that we saw last evening at the very beginning. You know, the president is no longer using that teleprompter that everyone's talking about going side to side. He looks straight ahead. He did the same thing that he's been doing and talking about on the issue of the economy. But, you know, there was a little pushback, as you mentioned, with Ed Henry from CNN talking about AIG. The president basically said, look, I need time to review things before I speak. I need to listen and watch and get all of my information before I speak. And it was 13 questions like he did in the first press conference, but it really wasn't any news in it. And he came out, he wanted to update America, but for the press, we weren't really, I guess, impressed too much because we've been hearing about the budget, and I think the American people have been hearing some of the same, too.
Well, April, let me address this to Dan then for a moment. I mean, it seems to me going in, we here at The Takeaway, sort of editorially trying to figure out what the headlines were going to be at this event, really thought, okay, he really needs to lead with this idea of education, the environment, and healthcare, because that's the pushback he's getting from Congress. Is that consistent with the statements that Barack Obama made and the continually returning to those themes, even in questions that were unrelated to healthcare and the environment, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he hammered on those time and time and time again, and I think that was a really key part of what I think his main strategy was for last night, and a very successful one, which was to really use his bully pulpit to sort of move beyond a lot of the chatter of the last week, you know, which was about the AIG bonuses and sort of this emerging media narrative that he's sort of on the ropes and overreached and overexposed and what have you, and instead get back to the basics that he thinks lay the foundation for, as he would put it, you know, a secure and lasting prosperity.
I think he
showed a lot of the qualities that the public really does seem to like, at the end he talked about how he's persistent, and I think that's key among them, and part of that persistence was hammering about how, you know, his focus on health and education and energy are not, you know, just luxury, is not something he just sort of frills he came up with, but he considers absolutely essential to the recovery.
And he really seemed to say that the process is just beginning and that you can't, sort of nail him down on whether he would or would not sign a budget with any particular provision. Here's an exchange that I think is typical of how the president returned to the themes that he wants the American people to pick up and help convince Congress to go with.
No, what I said was I haven't seen yet what provisions are in there. The bottom line is that I want to see health care, energy, education, and serious efforts to reduce our budget deficit. And there are going to be a lot of details that are still being worked out, but I have confidence that we're going to be able to get a budget done that's reflective of what needs to happen in order to make sure that America grows.
Do you think that confidence, April Ryan, is misplaced in the sense that he's counting on the kind of reception from the American people broadly that he got in California at these more scripted events?
Well, he wants to come out and talk to the American people, that's for sure. And he is consistent. I mean, he has saturated the airwaves over the last few days on the issues of the economy, to include energy, education, and deficit reduction. But, you know, that question from Jake Tapper from ABC was what you just basically played, the response from
right.
the president. And it was about the middle class tax cut. And the president was talking about, you know, what would be in his budget and what he would accept. And he let people know that, you know, for the next 2 years, at the very least, the middle class tax cut will be in place. But at issue, the president is definitely, again, as you said, and as he said last night, basically persistence pays, and he's going to keep hammering this home. And he's got to hammer it home, because he is not getting the reception now from Hill lawmakers, to include some in his own party, to push this budget through. So he's got to keep moving and use the bully pulpit. But it's a proposal, a push that continues to keep going, and we're not hearing anything new. There was no new news out of this press conference last night.
You know, what's interesting to me, though, I think, is that what you saw last night was that Obama is operating on a very different clock than the press corps. I think
that's
that
true.
The press corps, which is representing sort of the D.C. political media elite view, is very keen on day-to-day ups and downs. So, you know, as April said, there was no news, so everybody went away disappointed. What I think he's looking at a much longer view, and I think the public is giving him that time right now. And so I think you saw somebody sort of aiming over the heads of the press corps, aiming over the heads of Congress. The challenge he faces is that at some point Congress does need to approve his budget. And, you know, he's basically, you know, put forth a budget that is very much a challenge to the Washington establishment, very much sort of a threat to the conventional wisdom. And Congress, to a large degree, represents the Washington establishment. And how he's going to get Congress to go along is a good question.
Well, you know, the one thing tactically that I thought was, you know, worthy of note at this news conference, even though it wasn't newsworthy, April, I think you're absolutely right, is, you know, the tax cut is built into the stimulus package, so Congress actually doesn't get to do much with the tax cut for the next 2 years, so he's won that one already. The question of health care and the environment, basically, he's put it in the hands of Congress that if they come to him with a budget that has nothing of those in it, they're in trouble. It's really on them. So basically, the pressure is on Congress. What was interesting to me, though, was how if Obama is aiming over the heads of the Washington Press Corps, people like Ed Henry were aiming directly at the head of Barack Obama. You referred already to this moment. Let's play it, and then I want to ask you guys a question here.
Why did you wait days to come out and express that outrage? It seems like the action is coming out of New York and the Attorney General's office. It took you days to come public with Secretary Geithner and say, look, we're outraged. Why did it take so long?
It took us a couple of days because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
Now, April, that was at the end of a long exchange where Ed Henry of CNN was trying to get Obama to admit he was late or something, and
right.
placing him up against Andrew Cuomo here in New York. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me, looking at that, that the press corps for the 8 years of the Bush administration it had done a lot of softballing, and they're not so good at hardballing anymore. That seemed fairly ham-handed to me. What did you think?
Well, let me say this. I talked to Ed Henry after the press conference, and we even talked before the press conference. You know, a lot of the reporters got together and said, what do you think is going to be asked? You know, and everyone had a lot of questions. And I can tell you for a fact, Ed said, look, he said, no one was hitting on AIG. And when he finally came to me, he said, I was like the sixth one in. I had to hit him with it. And he had other questions. So, and that was something that was definitely on the plate, because before the president went to California, you know, people were asking the questions, why are you coming out now? You know, when was the timeline? I even asked in one of the press briefings, you know, the then Bush administration was saying that they were informing the transition team in the Obama camp for the president-elect at that time about this information. And there was a big question, and no one had asked it. So Ed said, you know, it was time for me to ask, and it was appropriate for him to ask. And unfortunately, you know, what you guys may think are softballs, They may be, but then again, I mean, how would you pose a question to the President of the United States so he doesn't shut you down?
Well,
so
you definitely use Andrew Cuomo definitely to get the ire up, and I think Ed Henry was astute in doing that. All right, we only have about 30 seconds. He seemed tired at the end of that news conference, April and Dan. Any sense of whether he enjoys this kind of an experience or not? We really only have just a couple seconds. Dan?
I don't think he enjoys it very much, but I think he realizes it's very, very good for him politically. I think that he getting in front of the public in all these different ways is helping him enormously.
All right, I'm going to have to step on you, April, but thanks so much for being a part of the program. April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks, and Dan Frumkin writes the White House Watch blog for The Washington Post. Thanks, guys.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.